The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Mary, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. At this point in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus has begun his final trip to Jerusalem, where he will celebrate the Last Supper that will herald in the new covenant. On his way, he stopped at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus to share a meal with them. Like Abraham, Mary and Martha had the opportunity to host God at a meal in their home. Now, Martha and Mary had different attitudes toward the arrival of Jesus. Mary was concerned about Jesus' teaching and sat at his feet, soaking up every word that he said. Martha, on the other hand, busied herself with preparing a meal. In Martha's efforts, she became frustrated at Mary for not helping with the preparation of the meal. And she said to Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." Jesus replied, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." And what was that better part? Being in union with God, being in union with Jesus. Now, Martha had good intentions, and Jesus treated her gently. The repetition of her name was a sign of affection and love. His tone was one of concern and compassion. He knew Martha was not happy and understood her mindset, that she was doing what was necessary. And the preparing the meal was no doubt an expression of Martha's love for Jesus. However, Jesus saw that although she was trying to do the right thing, it was not bringing her joy. Instead, her work was causing her worry and anxiety. Her thoughts may have been, "If the meal is not perfect, then Jesus will be disappointed and I will lose favor in his eye." Now, another way perhaps to look at what Jesus was trying to tell Martha is found in St. Faustina's Divine Mercy Diary. In a Locution to St. Faustina, the Lord said, "There are souls with whom I can do nothing. They are souls that continuously observe others, always trying to please them, but unaware of what is going on within themselves. They talk continually, and during the time of grand silence, which is reserved for me speaking to people, poor souls, they do not hear my voice. Their interior remains empty. They do not look for me within their own heart, but in idle talk, where I am never found." So Jesus said to Martha, "You are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing, and that is to let God be God, to allow God to enter into your body, mind, and soul through His Word and presence, to come into union with Him, to become one with Him. This is the one thing that Martha was not taking part of, that Mary was. In the end, there is only one thing that matters, and it is all we will do and enjoy for all eternity. Mary busied herself, or her busyness caused her to focus only on her concern with physical realities, the food, the drink, the settings, the table, whatnot, and her concerns of what Jesus would think of her meal if it was not perfect. She was so busy serving that she missed becoming one, entering into union with Jesus, as Mary had as she sat at His feet. Today, the same union that Mary had is being offered to us at this Mass today, in a little while, not long. We have been invited to a covenant meal, the Eucharist, with Jesus. Receiving communion is not something we do for God, nor is it a meal we host for God. Communion is something that God does for us. Jesus does for us. Receiving His body and blood is a gift from Jesus. He is the one that provides sustenance, spiritual food and drink for us. It is He who forms the union of one with us. And so God grants us many graces by hosting a meal, by Jesus hosting a meal for us, so that we become one with Him at His table. This union is only possible with God, because only God can become one with us without altering our physical state. Becoming one with Jesus is the high point of the Mass, when the paten and the chalice are elevated at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, and Father says, through Him and in Him and with Him. O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honors are Yours forever and ever. There we become one with Christ. And so the Mass is not about what we do for God, but about what God does for us. This is what Martha failed to see in her busyness. So at Mass, let us listen to the words of Jesus that are spoken at His table, and accept Him with a new excitement, a new exhilaration, that this is something He's giving to us. We haven't earned it, but He still gives it to us. This is His gift to us. Let us pray more intensely for God to work in our heart so as to transform the way we think and act, to become with Jesus in body, mind, and soul, so that we can become like the man of Psalm 15 that we heard about in the responsorial psalm today, who is suitable to dwell in God's presence. Or like Mary, who understood the one thing necessary and was willing to say no to the distractions and worldly demands in order to soak in the presence of Jesus and His Word. God bless.